In this bulletin, Territorians head to the polls. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. withdraws from the U.S. election race. And in AFL, Charlie Curnow out with injury for Carlton's crucial match. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadi. Territorians will head to the polls today in an election that could see a change of government. While issues around the environment and the economy persist in the Northern Territory, voters tell SBS News, out of all issues, crime is their main focus.
Only one, actually, it's a crime. Everything else is fine except the crime.
They smashed the car, and my car was smashed once. I was just driving, passed by. I never done anything wrong. I never even see them. I don't know them. But why they just smashed the car?
There's so much crime in Darwin. Everywhere. It's not safe to live here anymore. That's why, maybe after this election, there might be changes.
Labour lost favour after a tumultuous second term delivered three chief ministers in as many years. Leader Eva Lawler has now muscled back votes with a tough-on-crime campaign, including snap curfews to curb crime in Alice Springs and more money for police. But experts aren't convinced it'll be enough, with adjunct professor Rolf Gerritsen of Charles Darwin University saying he expects the country Liberal Party and opposition leader Lia Finocchiaro to win a majority of the territory's 25 seats.
So we'll see big swings to CLP in areas where crime is high. That will impact seats like Karama, impact the Palmerston seats that Labor holds. The CLP will end up probably with about 13 or 14 seats, so that they'll pick up six or seven.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has withdrawn from the election race in the United States, throwing his full support behind Donald Trump. The independent candidate says his name will remain on the ballot in most states and encouraged the public to vote for him in blue and red states without harming or helping President Trump or Vice President Harris.
Three great causes drove me to enter this race in the first place, primarily. And these are the principal causes that persuaded me to leave the Democratic Party and run as an independent. And now to throw my support to President Trump. The causes were free speech, the war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
A super political action committee supporting Mr. Kennedy told Reuters this week that he wants a deal with Donald Trump in which he endorses the Republican rival in exchange for a job in a potential Trump administration. 70-year-old Kennedy is the son of late Democratic politician Robert F. Kennedy and nephew of the late President John F. Kennedy. A Queensland government investigation into chronic disease and deaths in remote hospitals in the far north has identified major gaps in primary health care. The 12-month investigation examined primary health care services across 34 hospitals and clinics in Cape York and the Torres Strait, finding the data and information used to assess First Nations health is often inaccurate and unreliable. Mayor of the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, Philemon Mosby, says the investigation came after First Nations leaders demanded action over high rates of preventable deaths and chronic disease.
A population of 15,000 having 3 to 4 deaths per week, having to attend numerous sorry business both in settler community and across the region was very alarming but traumatizing.
But a coalition of local government leaders in the Torres Strait have condemned the report as an internal review that lacks independence and are calling for a coronial investigation.
Our people must be given the power to control and manage the change that will affect and deliver the outcomes that we want now and for the future.
At least 8 people, including a child and several Hezbollah militants, were killed in 5 Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. Security sources say the Israeli military killed 6 Hezbollah fighters in towns across the south, while the 7-year-old child was killed alongside another person in an Israeli strike on the village of Aita. The Israeli military says the strike killed Mohammed Mahmoud Najm, an operative in Hezbollah's drone and rocket unit. This comes as White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby describes Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks in Cairo as constructive. Despite some media reporting that talks have failed once again, Mr. Kirby says that is not the case.
Things are moving forward. There's been press reporting out there that, you know, they're near collapse. That is not accurate. There has been progress made. We need now for both sides to come together and work towards implementation.
More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli bombardment since the 7th of October Hamas attack, in which approximately 1,200 Israelis and foreigners were killed and 251 others kidnapped. In AFL, Carlton will have to beat St. Kilda without Charlie Curnow in order to seal an AFL final spot after the star forward has failed to overcome an ankle injury. Curnow had been named to return for tomorrow's game at Marvel Stadium, but was officially ruled out yesterday. It's a blow to Carlton's hopes of locking in their top 8 position, while Mitch McGovern also appears unlikely to be back after a hamstring injury. Carlton can seal finals with a win, but a loss to the Saints will give Fremantle a chance to leapfrog them. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.